Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from Madrid, where we're at the Intel Network Builder Summit. And I am joined by Douglas Tate, Global Director of Marketing for Telecommunications at Oracle. Welcome.
Thank you, Allison. Delighted to be here.
So, Douglas, you were on the program about a year ago, and we had a lovely conversation about Oracle and the network. But why don't you just refresh us on your role at Oracle and Oracle's role within network transformation?
There's so much going on around NFV, and my role at Oracle is to pull together all the messaging from top to bottom and provide a one message out from Oracle around NFV and where we're going around not only network transformation, but around business transformation and our ultimate goal around cloud computing and the telco cloud.
So we were just talking about the foundation of NFV last year. And you mentioned a really interesting term that's kind of come into the zeitgeist since that point, which is telco cloud. Can you tell me a little bit about telco cloud and how it extends the capabilities of the network beyond just the efficiency gained by virtualizing the network in terms of the flexibility and characteristics of virtualized networking?
I guess getting back to the fundamental definition of what cloud is, we view it very much as a business model in that What do I own and what do I have on premise, or what do I rent or lease from a cloud owner? And so the software as a service or platform as a service or infrastructure as a service is very much a business model of what I can offer all my customers. We see that virtualization or NFV is a fundamental huge tool to enable that. I don't have to have everything in-house or set up within my cloud at that point in time. I can set it up when my customer orders it. So I look at the NFV or SDN as more of the technology that enables the business model of the cloud.
When you think about where we're at in terms of delivering virtualized networks and talking to customers about new business models such as telco cloud, where do you think customers are in terms of their thinking, their deployments, their plans?
There's, a cultural adjustment they're going through. We know that the technology is agile and the technology is capable. Now is the business agile and as capable. They've spent decades building carrier-grade networks, and they come along with a network function virtualization and say, we will allow an automated process to grow and shrink your network. It's a bit of a shock. And so to come in and say, let's start building out your networks around NFV, I think there's some time to adapt to that model. For very simplified data center things like routers and firewalls, easy, quick adoption. As we dive in, move further into the network, that adoption is a little slower, and it's more or less business agility that we're looking at to make that happen.
Now, Oracle, to me, has always been a core leader in data center and in business operations. Tell me a little bit about your engagement with the comm service providers and the unique capabilities that you're bringing to market.
Yeah, this is one of our key differentiators in that we've spent a very long time, or we've been in the industry around our operational support systems, our business support systems, and we are moving further into the network when you look at the acquisitions around Acme and Tekelec. That's just a further extension of the business into the core network aspect, to tying that all together. This is one thing that excites us in that the network function virtualization ties that OSS, BSS into the network or into an IMS or LTE core. So we see a distinctive advantage of what we call business transformation. We're doing the network transformation through NFV and then tie that up through our OSS, BSS into the business transformation. And so that's one area where it's a key focus. We can make a change and we see our customers moving forward and tying those two areas together.
Now, the last time we talked, you talked about, you know, early implementations and trials with customers on technology. We're in mid-2016 now. Tell me a little bit about where the market is today.
I guess the exciting ones are around where we see cloud computing. They've taken NFV and they're offering up, filled in as a service. We have one customer that's doing security as a service. They're even drilling down beyond network as a service and providing out security features, firewalls, denial of service out to their customers. Others are looking at NFV to provide billing as a service, you know, or rating as a service. So we see these, I want to say, key touch points around various areas, not taking a holistic approach and going, we'll go full on with NFV, but taking key facets or areas where they can easily deploy, let that come into their network. It's very satisfying to see that go forward very quickly And I think we'll see a lot more of the virtualization happen and creep into the core network.
The reality that you just described is such a blurred line to me. Do you ever have a moment where you're thinking, you know, where does the data center end and the network begin? And is there any point, or is it just the cloud at this point?
I'm glad you brought that up. The blurred distinction between data center and core network. I think I know over time we'll start seeing the blurring happen more and more. We view the core network, the carrier-grade network, as something untouchable or you want to leave sacred or holy, and eventually we want to see this NFV creep in or be part of that data center. And, you know, I think the an ultimate end goal is where I could take a data center, lay down a substrate of network capabilities, IP addresses, routers, firewalls, and the like, and the layer on top of that, your core network, and do it in a carrier-grade fashion. And then, of course, layer on top of that your cloud computing. A lot of layering going on there and a lot of blurring of the lines. I think that'll happen over time, but we still see the distinction that the data center today, we can do the virtualization. Core network, we're moving that direction. We're virtualizing those elements and we're aligning them up so they can be orchestrated as well.
Tell me a little bit about the solutions that Oracle is delivering in this space.
Two key distinct areas around Mano, the managed and orchestration elements. One that faces northbound into the OSS domain, and extends the OSS down into the network. And the second area is around the VNF, or the virtual network function management. We understand and we realize those elements within the network take a high detail or level of plumbing that goes on between the network elements. And they're carrier grade and they're sensitive. So we have a dual focus around how do I orchestrate that from the high top end? How do I build out new services? And then from the lower end, how do I make my network more agile around VNF management? And then you have all your VNFs that we're building around that. So you have the Mano, you have VNFs, you have network, and bringing that all together, that's one of the key aspects or focus around or that we're doing at CGBU or the communications group.
Douglas, if we've got communication service providers who are listening online and they want to learn more about the technologies that you just described, how would they connect with Oracle on this?
Well, you can always go to the O.com pages. They usually fall into two camps. We're either talking from the OSS BSS point of view or from the network point of view. We often find that our customers either have deployed session border controllers, CSCFs within the network, and they're looking at how they can virtualize that, or from the point of view where they're building new network services or the cloud approach around the OSS BSS. And that we see around network service orchestration. So the two engagement models, core network, OSS or business side, that's usually how we move down the path with our sales force.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It's a real pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Allison.
I can't wait until next year to hear more.
It's moving fast. It's very exciting.